Number 159. The Boarding School. The top boarding school was located in a quiet, rural area, but the majority of the students were anything but rustic. Their rich parents sent them there to avoid the city schools, which were undergoing a rundown. The boys had rosy complexions. This was partly from the rousing exercise they did every day. Parents always commented with delight on the ruddy faces when they saw their boys. The students learned to look after themselves. Rumpled and ruffled clothing were unacceptable, except after a rowdy game of rugby. Each morning, the boys carefully checked for rucks in their trousers and shirts. The youngest boys at the school learned rudimentary things by rote, but in later years, the boys were expected to ruminate on subjects such as economics, science, and philosophy independently. Boys quickly learned to keep everything in order so as to save time, which would otherwise be wasted rummaging through things. Each morning, a bell awoke the boys, unless a rooster had already created a rumpus outside the dormitory windows. The boys were rueful about getting up early. They checked the roster to see who had to do odd jobs, which were rotated amongst all students. These odd jobs might include roving around the school picking up litter, clearing rubble to roughen soft hands, repairing broken ladder rungs, or picking fruit in the school orchard and sorting rotten pieces from good ones. New boys inevitably used various ruses to get out of doing these jobs, for which they were beaten until their rumps were roseate if they were caught. Assembly was held in a rubicund rotunda with runic walls. The rotund headmaster spoke, or rather rumbled, from a rostrum. His rotundity was a source of amusement for some boys, as was his face as he spoke, which resembled that of a ruminant animal. He spoke in a roundabout way about school events. He might mention our sporting victories and routs, a ruckus at the school, the rubric of freshly worded instructions, the fact that a boy's father was donating the royalties from a book to the school, an old boy who had become a ruffian and been rusticated, the repairs to the rudders of the rowing boats, the pruning of the ruse in the school grounds, the rupture of a water pipe, or the discovery of a presumably lost rucksack somewhere in the school.